I am so dead. Brian slumped down in his seat and stared gloomily out the windshield. You can't be dead, Ronnie said, making a U-turn on Riverview Terrace. Your mouth is moving. I might as well be dead. My mom's gonna kill me. I doubt it. Mothers rarely kill their sons. Brian looked at Ronnie. He was beginning to understand why Alicia had whacked her with a backpack. I wasn't being literal, he said. Okay, then, I won't quote you, she winked. Brian looked back at Bloodwater House. Who do you think is scarier, Mr. or Mrs. Thorne? Neither of them is as scary as your mom, said Ronnie. Ronnie had been ordered to drive Brian home after his mother's quiet explosion outside the Bloodwater House. Amazing how his mother could do that. Get really quiet and at the same time scare the liver out of you. She had told him, in no uncertain terms, to get his sorry butt home. Ronnie said, I'm just kidding. Your mom is a good connection. You wouldn't say that if you were connected to her, Brian said. At least not when she's mad like that. She doesn't seem so bad. So, were you adopted or what? Brian was startled. It was obvious to anyone who had met his parents that he was adopted, but almost nobody came right out and asked. Why do you ask? He asked. Because your mom doesn't look like you. What are you, Chinese? Vietnamese? Thai? I'm American. I mean, where'd you come from originally? From under a cabbage leaf. Okay, smartass. To his own surprise, Brian didn't mind her calling him smartass. The way she said it made it sound okay. Actually, I'm from South Korea, he said. Cool, South Korea. Do you like your parents? He shrugged. They're okay, I guess. I know what you mean. I only have one, my mom, Nick. You call your mom Nick? Yeah, I started doing it one day and she liked it. She's pretty cool, except when she's on the warpath. Where's your dad? Good question. All I got from him was my middle name. What is it? Ronnie didn't say anything for a couple of seconds, then shrugged and said, Quigley. Petronella Quigley Delicata. And if you ever tell anyone, I'll be forced to kill you. I am being literal. Your secret is safe with me. Good. So, will you help me? Help you? Yeah. Find out what your mom knows about Alicia's abduction. She doesn't like to talk about her work, Brian said. You just have to know how to ask the right questions. When they reached Highway 61, Brian said, My house is up that way. He pointed to the left. Ronnie turned right. Hey, where are we going? He asked. Look, Brian, we have a common agenda here. We're both kicked out of school and we're both grounded. Sometimes the best thing to do is lay low and be good for a while. But sometimes you just have to charge ahead, you know what I mean? Not really. I think there's another way out of this mess. At least for me. We conduct our own investigation. We? You and me. You could be a big help. Brian liked to be helpful, but this PQ Delicata was what his mother would describe as nothing but trouble. You're saying that the best way to get out of a hole is to dig it deeper? He asked. Ronnie laughed. Would you rather sit in the hole and pout? No, but I don't see what we can do that the police aren't already doing. We can do a lot. We can learn everything the police know through your mom, plus we can find out our own information. Think about it. If we found Alicia, we'd be heroes. Suddenly, Brian could see it. His mom beaming down at him. His father actually seeing him. All the kids at school tossing him up on their shoulders. Maybe even a park or a street named after him. He took a closer look at the girl driving the car. She was hunched over the wheel, driving fast, her eyes bright with excitement. Did he want to get mixed up with some crazy girl reporter, middle name Quigley, chasing after dangerous kidnappers? Did he want to risk being grounded for all of eternity? Or did he want to go home and eat tuna melt sandwiches and listen to his father describe a new type of bovine pustule infestation? He thought about it for 3 more seconds. "What's the plan?" he asked.